This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 17th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA has released new rules for the Hudson River VFR corridor. They make mandatory several precautions which had previously been recommendations. NASA got a clean launch right on time at 2:28 p.m. Eastern yesterday, and Atlantis is on its way to the International Space Station for mission STS-129. The FAA has issued an emergency airworthiness directive for certain Teledyne Continental Motors 240, 360, 470, and 520 series engines regarding issues with hydraulic lifters that wear too quickly. Boeing now says the full-scale static test airframe and the second Dreamliner designated for flight test both got their required wing attach point reinforcement mods over the weekend. E-Green Technologies has acquired 21st Century Airships based in Newmarket, Ontario, Canada, and is moving forward with heavy-lift airships, which could operate at up to 20,000 feet. Wings Air, a subsidiary of Indonesia's largest private carrier, Lion Air, has boosted its order for ATR-72s from 10 firm and 10 options to 15 and 15. The deal's worth $600 million. The state of Ohio plans to sell 6 of its 11 aircraft. They're all 30 years old or older and in need of repair. The Flight Safety Foundation is putting on a job fair for commercial pilot candidates this Saturday and says proposed FAA rules on crew scheduling and experience requirements will force the airlines to hire more pilots soon. And Cecil Field may become a commercial spaceport, specifically because it has no airline service. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero Briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Chairman Doug Stewart of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators talks about the growing list of resources for instructors available on the SAFE website. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.